truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don Lemon.
From New York, up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
You know what I never get enough of? Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, 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 is the Tom Jonah morning show.
My man.
It does.
Right. I love that.
You. Thank you, Don.
It wakes you up, right?
Yeah. Oh, did I say thank you for the picture you had, you posted of Bishop T.D. Jakes outside his office, and my picture is in the hallway?
You saw it. Did you see it?
That's as close as he's getting to church this year. Wow.
Bishop got my picture. On his wall at the Potter's house.
Wow.
Okay,
I said that much
to
closer
him,
to heaven.
Is it a wanted picture?
Is that the wall of fame or shame?
I said, but he's here every Sunday, right? He said, that was the first and the last.
He might not go to church, but he does God's work.
That's right. Say it, player. Say it.
He did say you and somebody else had all the money. That's all I'm
going
to say. That's what he said now. I might have said that.
Ooh,
I'm
look
putting
at the time.
Words in the bishop's
look at the
mouth.
Time, look at the time.
Look at the time. Look at the time. Okay, speaking of time, let's get to business here because this is a lot of people concerned. You know, the terror attacks in Paris have only served to ramp up the backlash against bringing Syrian refugees here to the United States. According to the Associated Press, more than half of the nation's governors, 27 of them, all but one Republican, say they will refuse to accept any refugees from Syria in the wake of last week's deadly terror attacks in Paris.
These are Republicans.
Legally, yeah, I don't know if they can legally do that. All but one. One is a Democrat.
All right.
Adding fuel to the controversy, a Syrian passport was found near the body of one of the Paris suicide bombers outside that soccer stadium. It is believed that at least one of the bombers may have entered France recently as a Syrian refugee. Now some here in the U.S., mainly the Republican presidential candidates, wonder out loud that the same thing could happen here. First Donald Trump and then Chris Christie. Listen.
Refugees are pouring into our great country from Syria. We don't even know who they are. They could be ISIS. They could be anybody. What's our president doing? Is he insane?
Yeah, well, the president's the person who created this entire situation, Jake. He didn't keep his word. When he drew a red line in Syria, he allowed the situation in Syria to happen. He hasn't set up a no-fly zone, which could create a safe haven for these refugees to live safely in their own country, rather than having to scatter all across the world. And he's the one who's casting aspersions. It's a joke.
It's Obama's fault. We've never heard
well,
that
Chris
one before,
Christie
right?
Chris Christie needs to get back in the polls. I mean, he needs to get his numbers up, so that's what he would say, don't you think?
Well, he's got a tough one, because remember last time he was at the second tier debate.
The kids table.
Down.
Yeah.
So you're right. The kids table.
And he also doesn't want to remind people that he's the one that hugged the president after Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm.
Right.
Sandy.
You're so smart, Sherry. He's got to come out swinging against the president.
Yeah, when he needed money. Yeah. The president was cool then, right?
The president created the refugee situation. That's quite the claim. And last night on my show on CNN Tonight, I posed that question to former British Secretary of State and Foreign Affairs Minister David Miliband. I'm not sure if you remember Mr. Miliband, but he smiled at me. At first, I didn't think he wanted to answer me. And he told me that those who are seeking to become the leader of the free world should take this issue more seriously and they should not politicize it. And then he said he was glad he wasn't in politics anymore after hearing that. However, political talking point or not, a new poll by Bloomberg finds that 53% of adults polled said that they don't want the 10,000 Syrian refugees that the U.S. has said they take. Only 28% say it is okay. 11% say only take Christians, an idea the president has called shameful. 10,000 refugees are poised to come here. But I want you to keep in mind, in spite of what happened in France, they are still committed to taking 30,000 Syrian refugees. America is supposed to be the melting pot, accepting of all immigrants, all ideologies. Should we add to that sentiment, unless you're a Muslim refugee from Syria? I don't think that's what America is about.
But it's also a new day, Don. I mean, I think we have to be very cautious as well. I don't know if you can just have arms open when they've already told you what their plan of attack is. And people are, you know, they're sending people through. So don't you think we have to be a lot more cautious?
If we cannot,
everybody come.
Okay. if we cannot do a background check on you and vet you, you don't get to come if you can't find papers. It is a 2-year vetting process.
Right.
Most of the people who are coming are children and those over 60 years old. There's a lot of political posturing going on. 2 years. Yeah. And again, if they can't find all the information on you, you don't come here.
The saddest thing is the case where they had a family that was going to come. Was it Indiana, Don? And they were scheduled to come to Indiana this week, and they were told they can't. They've been trying for 2 years to get into the country. They're finally being allowed to come into the state, and now they can't. So they're going to Connecticut, I believe. And it's this is such,
it sounds like you don't exactly agree with the president of open arms.
I really don't.
Who, me? I agree with him. I think that,
you agree with the president, but I don't think Sybil does.
I don't either. I'm with Sybil.
Listen, I understand the caution. I think it was Sybil and Sherry said that it's a new day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And as a Christian, you want to be able to say
now. Yes.
Come.
Christian.
You know, we want
let's,
you.
Let's go there.
But as a frightened American, and I know with fear, with God in your heart, you shouldn't have this fear, and you should trust him. But this is just a real, I had the biggest argument yesterday with another friend talking about this and going back and forth. This is really tough.
You can be a Christian because you want him to come, but you don't want him in your backyard.
No,
God gave you wisdom.
Think about the 9/11 bombers, Sybil. How long they laid low before they did their plan?
And they got all the time.
Look at the Boston bombers.
They did not come over as refugees.
They didn't, but they waited a long time is what I'm talking about. When you got
but you think they won't find new ways? I'm all about being, and that thing about just bring Christians, I completely wholeheartedly disagree. You bring everybody, but also God gave you wisdom. So
most people who were killed in terrorist attacks in the United States were killed by terrorists that were born here.
But it's a new day now. It's a totally new day.
I just think it's a new day. We just have to be really cautious.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm a Christian.
Yes, you are. Your picture's in the hall. You're right.
My picture's in the hallway. Bishop T.D. Jakes. So you know where I stand.
Yeah.
All right?
No, not sure.
Yes.
Where do you stand?
Not in church on Sunday. That's when you don't stand there.
That's where he stands outside the church.